Ms. Danae, you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. How may I help you?
I was calling to see how can I get an appointment.
Ma'am, I could give you a number.
I had registered online, and it'll say when I go to make an appointment, it say this is for UAB patients only.
Okay, I have a number I can provide you with that you can schedule and call and schedule an appointment with.
Okay, but will I be able to get through to that line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute. Let me get a pen, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready.
That number is 855.
855.
566.
566.
5333.
5333.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try it. And this is where they schedule appointments?
That is where you will pre-register for an appointment, and they will just take the basic information from you, and then they'll point
now,
you in a direction.
Now, you said pre-register. I had already went on the site and registered for the at the Alabama Department of Safety, Health Department.
Okay. Well, ma'am, the way it works is you pre-register or you register how you did and you wait for someone to call it with you with a time and a day.
Okay. Somebody will call with a time and a day.
Yes, ma'am. Somebody will call you with a time and a day. If you already registered, you are still guaranteed to be called with a time and a day when appointment is available for you.
Okay. Now, I also registered my brother that's 75. Okay, someone called, but they didn't give no time and no date. They gave me another website to go through, which was uabmedicine.something. I go through it, and it says that's for UAB patients only. And we are not UAB patients. We are Princeton patients.
Okay, ma'am. I have no idea about that site, ma'am, or who gave you that information. But you could call that number that I provided you with, and they will be able to pre-register you both.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following sites, which are adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right. Thank you.